Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 13, verses 34 to 37. I want to complete yesterday's discourse. In yesterday's discourse, I spoke on watch and pray. But that was not the whole story. This discourse, I'm going to call work. Where do I get it from? Well, let me read the verses 34 to 37 of Mark 13. Speaking of this coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ, this age is like a man going away, he said. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task. There you are, work, job, task. And tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening, midnight, cock crows, or dawn, you don't know. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Mark chapter 13, verses 34 to 37. Yes, watch and pray. But watch and pray and work. As with Nehemiah, it's the sword and trowel. Yeah. I remember the man many years ago who introduced me to a magazine called Watching and Waiting. And he said he regretted the title. Watching and Waiting, yes, he said, but Watching and Waiting and Working. And of course we could have prayerful. Now I'm speaking to believers here. Christ gives an illustration, brother, sister. He's gone away and he's left us with our duties, with our responsibilities. He's left us with our tasks. He's left his servants in charge, each with his assigned task. Now, he's not talking about pastors. He's not talking about ministers, unless you use minister in the right sense, as every true believer. He's not speaking about professional clerics, all that kind of stuff. No, no. He's speaking about every last individual believer. To each, he says, to each his work. He has given the authority, he has given the responsibility, he's given the duty. It's likened to managing a house. He's talking about the gospel. He's talking about the kingdom. He's talking about the church, the ecclesia. We have our responsibilities, gifts, abilities, talents, the parable of the talents and so on. And we have to use them, each of us. We don't just stand, remember, Acts chapter 1, you men of Galilee, why you stand looking up to heaven, just looking and peering and curious, speculating and all that? No, don't get on with that. Get on with work. We must be busy. We must be using our time, using our energy, using our talents, using our abilities, whatever we are given by Christ, discharging it, not sleeping, drifting, slacking. Remember, the thief comes in the night, and Christ will come back unexpectedly. Suddenly, it says here, he comes suddenly. Don't let him find you sleeping. Asleep, careless, casual, drifting, idle, time-wasting. I'm rebuking myself as I say this, but I, as a preacher, I must say it, but I must listen to it as well. Are you listening, brother, sister? Calvin was very ill. And he had labored incessantly. And I think, as I've read the story, as he lay dying, he was still working away. And people asked him, he said, what? He said, my master comes back and finds me idle? No, it cannot be. Let us not be a drifting, or careless, worldly, casual, believers. Let us be alive and watching, waiting, yes, praying, working for Christ. There's a work for Jesus. I don't know about the theology of it, that none but you can do. I don't know, but the thought is powerful. May God be giving us grace today to be busy at our work. You know, I think I've told you the story before about the question on the panel game many, many years ago. If you knew the end of the world was coming at 5 o'clock, if you knew Christ was coming back today, what would you do? I'd be about my duty. That's the answer. Of course, this is a word for believers. Unbelievers, stop working. Trust the Savior. And as soon as you trust the Saviour, then you'll be watching, waiting, praying, and working. But your first responsibility is to be converted to Jesus Christ. So, call upon the name of the Lord now. That is your responsibility. Remember, Christ is coming back unexpectedly, suddenly. What if you're caught unawares and you're not ready? God, awaken us all to this great issue now.